In this exercise, we're going to be covering emotional activation. Now, if you haven't done so already, it's good to spend a little bit of time doing some tense and release, maybe 5 minutes or so. This helps to increase the internal sensations within your body. So you may want to turn off this audio and go back and do some time with tense and release, and then come back and restart this audio. Okay, get yourself in a comfortable position. And for this exercise, let's go ahead and close your eyes. Now, I want you to go back to a time when you felt the emotion of happiness. Just imagine right now in your mind's eye going back to a time when you felt that emotion, a moment. Maybe it was seeing an old friend that you hadn't seen in a long time. What I want you to do is go back to that specific moment and imagine yourself being there right now. Whatever it is for you. Whatever triggers the emotion of happiness. Now, as you are at that moment, I want you to pay close attention to all of the details that were occurring. For example, were you inside? If so, what were the significant shapes around you? What were the colors? Were there people there? What was the clothing like with these people? Look around closely. Do you notice any textures? Just try to remember as many details as you can. If you can't remember everything, that's okay. Just try to remember as many details as you can. Now I want you to sit in that moment. Pay attention to all the details and soak that emotion up for a few moments. Okay, good. And as you are doing this exercise, if your thoughts start to wander, you start thinking about what you have to do tomorrow, or you start thinking that this is stupid or you're not doing it right, just let those thoughts be there. Watch them pass by like text on a computer screen. And just keep pulling your attention back to doing the exercise. Really focusing in on the details around you. Look around the room, or if you're outside, look around at what's occurring in your environment. The more you focus in on these details, it helps pull you back to that moment, to that time, and in turn, helps you trigger that emotion within yourself. So let's go ahead again and focus in on the time where you felt the emotion of happiness. Sit in that for a moment. Okay, now let's go back to a time when you felt the emotion of boredom. Maybe it was a time when you had to wait in the driver's license office for a couple hours. Maybe it was a time when you were sitting in traffic. Just put yourself there. Just imagine a moment in your past when you felt that emotion. Go back and imagine yourself experiencing that right now. And again, pay attention to all of the details, as many of them as you can remember. The textures, the colors, the sounds, the temperature. There were people there, the clothing. Just as when you are daydreaming, in your mind's eye, you want to look around the environment that you're in and see it as if you were seeing it through your own eyes once again. As if you were in your body, seeing it with your own eyes. Now just go ahead and sit in that emotion for a few moments, the emotion of boredom. Okay, now let's go back to a time where you felt the emotion of anticipation. Maybe it was a time when you were about to meet someone for your first date. that feeling of anticipation. Now, once again, put yourself in that environment as if you are experiencing it right now. Not as if you're listening to me, but as if you are experiencing it right now. What's going on? What time of day is it? What time of the year is it? What's the temperature? The colors, the smells. Look around at textures. Put yourself there as if you're experiencing it right now. Anticipation. Pick a good moment when you felt that emotion good and strong. Now, as you are back at this moment, feeling this emotion of anticipation, I want you to pay attention to where you feel this emotion within your body. If you had to say one place where you felt this emotion the most, where would it be? Would it be in your chest? Maybe your stomach, maybe your throat, maybe your face. There's no right or wrong answers. Just pay attention. And if you can't sense anything, that's okay. Just have fun with it. Don't work too hard at this. But let's go ahead and sit in that emotion for a few more moments of anticipation. And as you do that, pay attention to your body, the internal sensations within your body. And try to nail down one place where you feel that emotion the most. Okay, anticipation. Okay, now go ahead and bring your attention back into the present. Pull your attention back into your body, into the room where you are now. This is really the first level of this exercise. It's really not that complicated. You just move from one emotion to the other. You just go back to moments where you felt various emotions. Put yourself at that moment as if you are experiencing it right then. Sit in that emotion, and as you're doing that, pay close attention to the internal sensations in your body. Ask yourself where you feel that emotion the most. If you had to narrow it down to 1 inch within your body, where would it be the most? And there is really no right or wrong way to do this exercise. It's very simple. And what will happen with some students is that the thoughts start to show up. You start thinking you're not doing it right, or it's boring, or you think about something that happened that day. Your attention starts to wander. And if that happens, hey, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Just keep pulling your attention back into what you're doing, the exercise. And that in itself is also another exercise, because you're teaching yourself how to concentrate, how to focus more effectively. This audio I've created for you here is just a sample of how to do the exercise. You really want to concentrate on doing the exercise by yourself and just going to different emotions, different moments when you felt different emotions. And when you're done, just make sure that you do something that uses your physical body, like taking a shower, taking a walk, or some exercising. Something that helps bring your attention back into the present, into your physical body. Okay, that concludes this exercise.